Radio.
Meditations by Father John Vlada.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask pardon for my sins and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Lord, once again we come into your presence to pray, to listen to you. And we pray today about the will of God. And who better to teach us this than Our Lady? The angel appears to her, that young girl, perhaps at the age of 12 or 13, betrothed to Saint Joseph, having committed herself, as Saint Joseph had too, to live in virginity, and the angel appears to announce a different direction for her life, that she would be, if she accepts, the very Mother of God. She will bring a child into the world who will be, as the angel says, great, and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end. He is truly God. But then Mary questions how this can be, since she has no husband, as she puts it, meaning she is not yet fully married, betrothed, but they have not yet come to live together. How can I have a child in this state? And the angel answers her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. You will conceive not by Joseph, but by the Holy Spirit. And Our Lady then immediately accepts this manifestation of the will of God, which will change her life radically. And she answers with those familiar words, behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. Mary accepts that will of God, and history now begins its second phase, the time before Christ ends, and the time of Christ, the Anno Domini, the year of the Lord, begins. Our salvation is at hand, because one young girl said yes to the will of God. Saint Jose Maria writes in The Way on the Will of God, many great things depend, don't forget it, on whether you and I live our lives as God wants. Because Mary said yes. Lord, you, the Word, became flesh and dwelt amongst us. God entered human history in the flesh. Many great things depend on whether you and I live our lives as God wants. Lord, help me to see what you are asking of me, so that like Mary, I can do it. And you too, constantly give us the example of doing the will of the Father. My food is to do the will of the one who sent me, you say. And in the Garden of Gethsemane, not my will, but thine be done. You want to do the will of the Father, not the will of the flesh of your humanity, which naturally recoils before that suffering that awaited you, but you accepted God's will. This is our way. And you praise those who do your will. Blessed are those who who hear the word of God and keep it. And the one who truly heard the word of God and kept it was Mary. Not only did she hear the word of God, she received the word of God into her life, into her womb, into the world. This is our destiny, to do your will. Because when we do that, this is sanctity. Sanctity is love. But love consists in doing the will of the one that we love. It is not to say, Lord, Lord. Not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Lord, help us to do the will of the Father. Then we find that sanctity, we find that love. We are united with you, and we find that joy. It is difficult to kick against the goad, you told Saul, who was about to become St. Paul. It is difficult to struggle to avoid doing your will. It gives such great joy to do your will. And again, St. Jose Maria writes in The Way, abandonment to the will of God is the secret of happiness on earth. Say then, meus cibus est, ut faciam voluntate meus. My food is to do his will. And St. Jose Maria also writes, the gaudium cum pace, the joy and peace, is the sweet and unfailing fruit of abandonment. Abandonment to your will. Then we find that great joy. Lord, help us always to do your will. And we can consider four aspects, for different relationships with your will. First of all, to seek your will. Often, we don't want to seek it because we are afraid of what you are going to ask of us. And you say, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone opens to me, I will come in and have a meal with him. If he opens to me, but we don't want to open sometimes. And we can paraphrase your words. Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and knock, and knock. But there was nobody home. And we have to say to you, Lord, I heard you knocking. I knew it was you. I knew what you wanted to ask of me, and I didn't want to do it. So I turned a deaf ear. I ran away from your will. Lord, help us not to do that. When you stand at the door and knock, that we open, and even that we seek your will. And whenever we are in doubt, what should I do now? Would this please God, or might it displease him? Watching this television program, which is not suitable, accessing that site on the internet, indulging myself in food or alcohol, that we seek first your will. Lord, what do you want of me? Will this please you? To seek your will. St. Jose Maria says, again in The Way, ask yourself many times during the day, am I doing at this moment what I ought to be doing? Whenever we have those doubts, to ask that question, am I doing at this moment what I ought to be doing? And again, he writes, it only takes a second. Before setting about anything, ask yourself, what does God want of me in this? Then, with divine grace, do it. And Lord, help us always to do that. When we are in doubt, to seek your will, not ours. St. Augustine writes in his Confessions, speaking to God, you who are truth, reside everywhere to answer all who seek counsel of you and in one act reply to all, though all seek counsel upon different matters, and you answer clearly. But all do not hear clearly. All ask what they wish, but do not always hear the answer that they wish. That man is your best servant, who is not so much concerned to hear from you what he wills, as to will what he hears from you. And Lord, how true these words are. When we go to you, we almost want to impose on you our will, as if to say, Lord, this is what you want from me, isn't it? Because it's what we want to do. But Lord, help us to be open, not to impose our will on you, but to listen to what your will is, and then to live out what St. Augustine says, that man is your best servant, who is not so much concerned to hear from you what he wills, as to will what he hears from you. Always to seek your will and to be ready to carry it out. St. John of the Cross, in his Dark Night of the Soul, speaks of those who, quote, would have God will that which they themselves will, and are fretful at having to will that which he wills, and find it repugnant to accommodate their will to that of God. Hence it happens to them that oftentimes they think that that wherein they find not their own will and pleasure is not the will of God, and that, on the other hand, when they find themselves satisfaction, God is satisfied. Thus, they measure God by themselves and not themselves by God. To be open to what you are asking, whether we like it or not, and to will what you will. And in order to do this, we need to have that time for recollection, to stop and pray, to be open to you. Lord, what do you want? Especially in our prayer, and also if we have an opportunity to consult, to ask someone else whether they think this is what God is asking of us. And then a second attitude towards the will of God, to do the will of God. Once we know what God is asking of us, whether we like it or not, just do it. As we say in the Our Father, thy will be done. It is so easy to say that, thy will be done. The words roll off our lips, but then help us to be ready to carry it out. Thy will be done, that we do your will. And again, we read in the way, don't fall into a vicious circle. You are thinking, when this is settled one way or another, I'll be very generous with my God. Can't you see that Jesus is waiting for you to be generous without reserve, so that he can settle things far better than you imagine? A firm resolution as logical consequence. In each moment of each day, I will try generously to carry out the will of God. Not to put it off. Could this wait until tomorrow? Could I do this next week? Because I'm reluctant to do it now when I understand that God wants me to do it now. No. Do we do the will of God now whenever God is asking it of us? St. Jose Maria himself says that he always did the will of God. And he said on one occasion, if there is anything that I can say truly about myself, it is that I have never done my own will, what I would have liked to do. To be sure, if it had depended upon me, at this stage I would be a lawyer, an historian, and so on, but not a priest of Opus Dei. And nonetheless, I am more happy than anyone only with having fulfilled the will of God because I want to, corresponding to his love. What joy when we do his will, which might take us in a different direction than what we had foreseen or desired. St. Jose Maria did not have that initial desire to go to the seminary. He was advised to do that after he had seen those footprints in the snow that moved his heart to make him think perhaps he should be doing more for God. He sought advice. He was advised to become a priest, which was not his first choice. But he went to the seminary, he was ordained, and then as a young priest, God could inspire in him that work of Opus Dei. And even after he had heard that will of God on the 2nd of October 1928, it cost him dearly to carry this new work forward. But he always did the will of God. And so many millions of people are the beneficiaries of his correspondence to the will of God. And we can apply to him, too, those words that he writes in the way. Many great things depend, don't forget it, on whether you and I live our lives as God wants. Because that young 15 or 16-year-old boy, seeing footprints in the snow, sought advice. And because he followed that advice, Opus Dei became a reality. And so many millions of people have read his book, The Way, and have encountered his person and his writings in so many different ways. Millions of souls are closer to God because that young boy did the will of God. Many great things depend on our doing the will of God. The third attitude towards the will of God, to accept the will of God. And here we are referring more to those manifestations of the will of God which in some way cost us, which involve perhaps suffering. When we get that headache, we don't sleep well some night, we get sick, we are diagnosed with a terminal illness. We are asked to do something that we know we ought to do, but we don't really like it. To accept the will of God. To say, Lord, I had my plans. You have come with yours. I was not keen on what you have given me, but I will do it. To accept your will. And this, too, is happiness. St. Jose Maria writes in The Way, an act of complete acceptance of the will of God. Is that what you want, Lord? Then it's what I want also. And the harder it may be to carry the cross that you give us, the better it is for us, the more sanctity, the more love for you, the more union with you we find. We read from that great Australian saint, Mary MacKillop, writing to Monsignor Kirby in 1874, O Father, I cannot tell you what a beautiful thing the will of God seems to me. For some years past, my communions, my prayers, my intentions have all been for God's will to be done. I can never pray for a particular intention, a particular person, or anything particular about our own institute, but in God's loved will. That is, whilst I desire with all my heart to pray for these, I cannot help at the same time desiring that he only use my prayers for the intention that his own will most desires at this time. Thus, I feel a joy when things go well, for I see his will in this, and an equal joy when they seem to go wrong or against our natural desire. For there again I see his will, and am satisfied that he has accepted my prayers and those of many more for some other object, at the time nearer to his adorable will. And Lord, help us to be like St. Mary MacKillop, accepting your will, whether it pleases us or whether it does not. This is your will for us. This is what will bring us union with you, sanctity, and joy here and hereafter. Another testimony from a man who had been given 9 months to live. And he wrote in his last manuscript to his children to be opened after his death, "Am I bitter? No. I have certainly been through some very bad times. And yes, I was certainly angry with God on many occasions. Why am I so serene? It is because I have once again begun to trust God and to accept His most holy will. It has become clear that the Lord's way is the best way and the only way, and that all will be revealed on the last day. I am afraid that too many of us want salvation on the cheap. We seem to forget how Christ redeemed us by his passion and death on the cross." Beautiful words from an ordinary man, but now accepting that news that he has 9 months to live and embracing it as the will of God. Another testimony from another person, an Australian mother of six, dying of cancer. She kept a diary, which her husband only discovered after she had died. He showed me some pages, and I asked him if I could please copy down some of those words to use, and he allowed me to do that. On one day, she wrote this: "The pain in my chest is crushing me. As the pain crushed you, as you struggled to breathe while you hung on the cross. You are in my pain. I am in yours. We are one, my God and I. What else can I ever ask for? In this you have given me proof of your love. I can see it so clearly. I cannot pray for a cure. I can only wait for your next move. And I am willing." What sanctity to embrace that crushing pain in her chest as union with you on the cross. You are in my pain. I am in yours. We are one, my God and I. What else can I ever ask for? A beautiful acceptance of the will of God. And then fourthly, to love the will of God, whether it pleases us or not. Lord, when you come with your will, even if it is the cross, something difficult, unpleasant, to love that will, because this truly unites us with you. And in a sense, the more difficult it is, the more unpleasant it is, the more it is the cross. And you are on the cross, and you share your cross with us. Didn't you say several times in the scriptures, "Those I love, I chastise"? And when you give us that chastisement, that cross, it is the proof that you love us. As this good woman, mother of six, said, "In this you have given me proof of your love." This crushing pain in her chest. And again, we go back to St. Jose Maria in the chapter on the will of God in the way. Stages: to be resigned to the will of God, to conform to the will of God, to want the will of God, to love the will of God. And again, Jesus, whatever you want, I love. And a third point, resignation, conformity, love for the will of God. Lord, help us to do this, to seek your will, to do your will when it is clear what you are asking of us, not putting it off. To do as Our Lady did, She said yes to that will of God, and then she carried it out. She accepted you into her womb. She accepted the cross. She was standing there at Calvary. All of the disciples except St. John had run away. They were in the upper room. Mary was there with all of that sorrow, with all of that pain in her heart as she watched you die that agony of death on the cross. She accepted the will of God. She did the will of God to accompany you, to accept the will of God, and finally, to love the will of God. This is our joy on earth. And we finish our prayer again with Our Lady. Mary, you who heard the word of God and kept it, who heard the word of God and welcomed that word into your life, into the world, as the handmaid of the Lord, help us to hear the word of God like you did, to seek it, to carry it out, to accept it, to love it, and to carry out what you said to the stewards at Cana, do whatever he tells you. And Mary, whatever your son tells us, whatever God wants of us, help us to do it, to love it. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you have communicated to me in this time of prayer. I ask your assistance in putting them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, St. Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. As we say in the Our Father, thy will be done. It is so easy to say that. Thy will be done. The words roll off our lips, but then help us to be ready to carry it out. Thy will be done, that we do your will. C.S. Lewis, in his book The Great Divorce, which is an allegory on heaven and hell, says that at the end of life, there are two types of people. Those who say to God, thy will be done, and are ready to accept his will, and those to whom God says in the end, as if shaking his head, thy will be done. Those who refuse to accept God's will, who refuse to repent at the end of life and send themselves to eternal separation from God and the punishment of hell. Lord, help us always to do your will. Thy will be done.
For more from Father Flada, visit fatherfladablog.com. And for more talks, interviews, and shows, visit cradio.org.au.